Hey everybody, you're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU LPFM Lexington Community Radio, coming to you live. Well, coming to you not so live from the north side of Lexington, Kentucky, just slightly north. Anyway, my name is Chuck. I'll be with you until really until 3 p.m. today, bringing you some interviews from people doing amazing things with a unique connection to Kentucky. And with us is one of those people. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Jocelyn, and I am the lead singer of Jocelyn and the Sweet Compression in Lexington, Kentucky.
Great. So Jocelyn, the first question is, where were you born?
Right here in Lexington.
Nice. Where about?
Central Baptist.
So right here, yeah, right in the
right
middle.
Right in the middle.
So yeah, where'd you go to high school?
I went to Henry Clay High.
Cool.
All 4 years.
That's awesome. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about your musical background, just because I was wondering, you know, how did you get interested in music?
I was born that way, to be honest. I mean, I even remember back when I was, you know, in elementary school, they did this little test. I don't know what it was for, but it, even then, the little personality test was saying I was totally into music.
Yeah.
It was very strange. I really don't know what kind of test that was or if they even still do that. But it was basically saying, yeah, music is your thing, and it always has been.
So. That makes sense. Well, who taught you how to sing or how to do music?
Church, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, it had to be. I mean, it was just embedded in me. My grandmother, my dad's side of the family sings. My mother's side of the family has singers. So it's just kind of like, I'm here.
Yeah. This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
This is what I'm supposed to do.
So what church did you come up at?
I went to a church called Phillips Memorial CME Church out East End.
That's cool.
Down the street from here, actually.
Yeah, and what kind of music were they playing?
Gospel, normal old hymnals and regular old school gospel music, you know, stomping, clapping.
Yeah, of course. Getting live with it.
Exactly.
That's great. So do you play any instruments or anything?
I don't. Yeah. I dabble, but I'm not great at any other instruments.
Yeah, well, your voice is powerful enough. I think you'll forgive it.
I mean, when I did in college, I used to have to do, we had to do keyboard classes, but that's about all I can do.
That's cool. So when you were growing up, what kind of music were you into?
Everything. Mm-hmm. I liked a little rock, a little country, a little jazz, soul, neo soul, everything.
Do you remember what the first record was that you bought? Or cassette or tape?
Honestly, I don't. I mean, my mother had so much music laying around. Between my grandmother and my mother, so much music laying around, I never bought anything. And plus, I came up in the millennial age where you don't have to buy anything.
Yeah. Maybe I should have asked what your first MP3 was. Your first Napster download.
Like, you know, you don't have to buy music. You're just like, oh.
Right.
What's on LimeWire?
Yeah. It reminds me of that Chappelle Show skit where it's like the internet as a place and it's like a mall where it's like music, 99 cents. And
exactly.
Then next door is free music and there's just people like raiding the whole place.
Exactly. It's exactly right.
Well, that's cool. So when you were growing up, like, who were some artists that you remember listening to or that your parents were listening to?
Mostly like the classics to me, Chaka Khan, Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston was a big influence for me. Then of course like gospel music, I would listen to a lot of like Fred Hammond, John P. Key.
Just some real powerful vocalists.
Yeah, stuff like that. I mean, I love all kinds of music. Mariah Carey, I liked her.
Yeah, so when did you realize that, you know, your voice was something special, something that you needed to really, like, you know, work on and start to write music?
To be honest, I don't really know, because if I'm being 100% honest, I don't think I sound anything spectacular. I feel like it's just me doing what I love.
Yeah.
And I think it may be the passion for what I'm doing that I have that makes it seem more, I want to say spectacular again, but that's the only word that comes to mind.
Nah, I know what you mean. Well, that's cool. That's great. And, you know, so I want to talk to you a little bit about your band, The Sweet Compression. But first, you know, I want to ask you a little bit more about, you know, I know you were in the Tim Talbert Project.
So
can you talk a little bit about that and kind of how you got involved with them?
Well, got involved with Tim through a cousin of mine. He wanted to record me. He's like, oh, I know a dude who has a studio and we can get together and record. And I'm like, okay, we can do that.
Where was this at? Somewhere in Lexington.
Yeah. It was like out on Yellowstone Parkway. Mm-hmm. It was out there.
I don't know where that's at. But, sorry. I can Google it though. Yeah.
Google is your friend.
It is.
It was a little studio up there, and the guy who was doing half the studio was like, oh, I know a guy had written a song. He's like, I'll bring this guy in. It happened to be Tim. He was like, oh, I have a band. And I was like, oh, cool, okay. And then I got a call like a couple days later. You think you'd be interested in singing in a band? I'm like, sure. I'm not doing anything else with my gift.
Yeah.
Why not? I just work all the time. Have anything I'm doing with it, so why not? So that was that. And I've been dabbling in Tim's band since then.
That's cool. So how did you end up going from Tim Talbert's project to Sweet Compression?
Well, my stepfather, who's also the guitar player in my band, he was like, you know, because he has a love for music too, and he's gifted. So he's like, you know, I think we could do something great here. I think maybe we should give this a try. If it doesn't work out, okay, cool. But if it does, it could be something amazing. I'm like, well, okay, well, let's see what happens then. And here we are.
That's cool. So how did you all start, or how did you all assemble the band and get them all together?
First, we just kind of had the music. So we recorded, got as many, you know, called on some musicians to help make the album. And then after that, we're like, okay, we're going to need a band for this project. Smith was on the album.
Smith Donaldson.
Smith Donaldson, and he's awesome. Love him, sweet guy.
Yeah, great bass player.
Absolutely great bass player. He, you know, was already part of it. He's like, I would love to do this. Yes. You know, he's very enthusiastic. Yeah. Like, yes.
He's like, I have a gift too. I'll bring it to this.
Exactly. So he did that and was instantly a part of this. Next was Stevie Holloman. I played with him a few times with Tim. He played with Tim maybe for a couple of months. And my stepfather ended up playing with him on a gig for like the Golden Prom or something. And he was like, you know what? You're a pretty talented kid, and I think we could do something with this. So we ended up bringing him into it, and he was listening to the music. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in. Let's do this. I could see us going very far. And then all we needed at that point was a drummer. So we were like, gosh. He was like, well, we already have two old guys. And then he was like, we got you two youngins or millennials. And he was just like, I think we need another young person to make this balance.
Yeah.
You know, we have the seasoned players and then the new folks, and we have you kind of in the middle. So I'm like, okay, well. So we kind of put out some feelers to already musicians that we already know. Like, hey, who do we know that can play drums, that's available, that can do this full time? And a guy, Honeychild, Max, he was like, I know a drummer who sat in for us not too long ago, and he's pretty good.
Wow.
So we're like, okay, well, let's give him a call. And he listened to the music and was sold. So he's like, yes.
And who is that?
His name is Rashawn Fleming. He's pretty awesome. He plays in churches, and he was like, oh, I'd love to get into this. So, and he's been with us ever since, and I think we make a nice little tight unit. And then we have our horn players, Jeffrey Dahl and Joe Carucci. They both, I think, are at Eastern State University. Joe's a professor, and
like a grad student.
Oh, Jeffrey. Jeffrey was he's a student. So he kind of got him involved, and so he's our trumpet player, and then Joe's our tenor sax player. And I just think we've been together since, and it's been great. We get along great. We grow together. When I listen to things that we played a year ago versus now, the amount of growth that each of us has you know, experienced is amazing, and I think we can only get better from here.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what happens.
And when you all were putting singles, you all put singles out, right?
Mm-hmm. We have a couple singles.
So up till now, how many singles have you all put out together?
We've only put out two. We're working on, after our next now, right now, we're working on brand new music. But we've only put out 2 singles. We're going to put out a third very soon with a video, with a music video.
Cool. And who's doing the production, or where are you all recording the album or the singles?
Shangri-La.
Dwayne,
yes.
Cool. Dwayne Lundy. Shout out,
Dwayne. Hey. Yeah.
So that's cool. So y'all are working on an album?
Yep, working on another one.
Can you tell us a little bit about it? I mean, whatever you're allowed to disclose.
It's just going to be funky, a lot more up-tempo music on this one. Mm-hmm. That's all I can really say about that. It's just so funky and working with the name Treble in the Basement. So
cool.
That should be interesting.
Well, I'm looking forward to checking that out.
Oh,
that'll
yeah.
be great, because the songs I've heard so far have been really good.
Yeah.
So maybe this might be a good time to take a little break and maybe play one of them.
Absolutely.
So maybe we'll play Sunday Driver.
All right.
So can you tell us a little bit about this song and what it's about?
Oh, Sunday Driver is about taking it slow for once. Mm-hmm. I mean, we rush through. Go, go, go. Let's take it slow. Basically, the gist of that song.
That's a good idea. Cool. Well, here's Jocelyn and the Sweet Compression with Sunday Driver.
I want
portion of Lexington Community Radio's programming is brought to you by The Red Mile. The Red Mile is your entertainment destination this summer. More new games added every month and bigger jackpots mean more ways to win. While you're here, you can enjoy live racing, great new food and drink specials and entertainment, and live music every weekend. You can check out all the fun at redmileky.com or like Red Mile on Facebook. Why drive further? You can come play. LCR thanks The Red Mile for supporting true community radio. Are you pregnant? Do you have a child under 5? Do you receive Medicaid, SNAP, or KTAP benefits? The WIC Supplemental Nutrition Program may be able to provide you with healthy food for you or your child. Call 859-288-2483 to see if you qualify. The Lexington Fayette County Health Department, helping you grow healthy families. And we're back. You're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU, LPFM, Lexington Community Radio, coming to you live from 6th Street up in the STEAM Academy. And with us is Jocelyn Hampton from Jocelyn and the Sweet Compression. And we're talking about their music and this album that they're recording right now a little bit. So I wanted to ask you, Jocelyn, I know since you all put out that first single, you all have got a lot of really good feedback and a lot of momentum's been building. First of all, for folks who might not have heard of you yet, how would you describe your music to them?
It has a little bit of everything you can think of. Mm-hmm. Some songs have a lot of funk element, pop R&B element. Mm-hmm. Some even have a little tad bit of rock in it. Mm-hmm. I think there's something in there for everybody.
Yeah. There's definitely some like soul. Soul seems to be the base of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's a little bit of gospel, a little bit of gospel, rock,
funk,
little R&B.
Everything.
I like that. I like music that's new and fresh and you can't quite pin down.
Right.
Yeah. You know, has playing out and playing more shows with your band, has that helped you all develop your sound for this album?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, we go back to roots. Like, Marty's totally a funk guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all day. And then, you know, me, I'm gospel soul.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it kind of just comes out. I said this time, I noticed that we have a lot of slower music, but it was kind of in between. It's not really fast,
mm-hmm.
but it's not really slow either. It's like that middle ground.
Yeah.
So we wanted to kind of bump it up a little bit, have a few more dance tunes mm-hmm. for people to really, you know, get down to when we play live.
Yeah.
So working on that, getting that finished up here soon, within the next couple of months, hopefully.
Cool. Yeah, and that was what I was going to ask is if, you know, y'all are writing music to be played, performed live.
Yeah.
That's cool. Have you played any shows that were particularly memorable or ones that you really enjoyed?
I must say, when we shot our live video at the Borough, that was something that was amazing for me
yeah.
because they actually came out for me.
Yeah.
You know, usually we're on the bill with other people and it's just like, hey, we were here for everybody, but a lot of those people were there solely to be a part of that experience with
yeah,
me.
And that's amazing.
I was so humbled by that moment. I was almost brought to tears. I'm like, I need to stop doing this. Stop
yeah.
being so soft, Jocelyn. Tough it up, girl.
Yeah, it's okay. Art needs emotion too. No worries.
I was like, oh my gosh, you guys are here for us. You know, y'all here to see Jocelyn at the Sweet Compression. I cannot believe this. It's awesome. Almost a full house, and it's just like, wow, it's so humbling, and it's just like, how far could this really go?
Yeah. You know,
like, geez, I'm just getting started.
Yeah, you must be doing something right. Yeah.
I hope so. It was awesome, too. The crowd at the Borough, and then we have great crowds at Parlay, too,
mm-hmm.
you know. Well, at least almost everywhere we play, there's generally a pretty good audience, but really memorable for me was going to be that live video
because
it was just something about the atmosphere that day. You knew it was just something. It was electric.
Something special. Now, are we gonna? Is it released yet? Or
not yet. We're working on editing right now. We went up to Cincinnati with Lance Mukes. He's the one who recorded. Him and his team recorded mm-hmm. our videos, both of them. And he'll be doing the next one for us too. But he did the live recording, so we went up there last week to kind of get everything run down and make sure everything's good, and he has like one more edit to do, and then mm-hmm. we can finalize everything and get that put out, the live video.
That's cool. Are you going to put it on your YouTube page?
Uh-huh, probably.
That's cool. And so I know you have two music videos
yeah.
Up to now, so did he do those as well?
Yes. he's done. Well, we only have one music video. We have the live video that hasn't been released yet, and then the actual Love on the Double video.
Oh, I see.
So, cool. Once the live video is released, but yes, he's done our videos, and he'll be doing the next couple of videos too.
Yeah.
So we really like his work. He's great. Very, very, very sweet guy. Easy to work with. So everybody's been amazing.
Yeah.
I can't complain about anything.
Well, I mean, you're not selling used cars, you know. It's amazing. It's great music that people can dance to, and it's got that, you know. I think when you said that, you know, you don't think you're that great of a singer, extraordinary, but it's your passion that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you're an extraordinary singer. I mean,
well,
that's just my opinion. But I think your passion also does come out, and I think that's why people are, you know, so into that music. But probably why the house got packed, you know.
Right.
Less than a year. Right. How long have you guys been together?
In July, I think, was a year for us being together. So it hasn't been that long. But for us to have that kind of an impact, it definitely encourages us to keep doing this. You know, hey, we might be doing something right here. Let's keep doing this.
Yeah. Do y'all play any covers when you guys play live?
Yep.
What songs are y'all covering?
We've covered some Jill Scott.
Oh, Jilly from Philly.
Oh, I love Jill. If I could meet you, I love Jill. I've never gotten to see her live, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I really want to do, and I have to do. Love that girl.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway... Like, if I had to choose a singer today, that would be her.
Now,
I love everything about her.
I feel the same way. I remember listening to Roots Come Alive, where she goes, "You Got Me."
Yes.
And she comes in and does the verse live on there. I was like, who is this?
Yes, Jill. Oh, love her.
It's amazing.
So we do a couple of her songs. We do Chaka Khan, Ain't mm-hmm. Nobody.
Classic.
Yeah, everyone does that one. But
Chaka
still.
Khan, Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan, do do Chaka. But we do Maze, Becky Beverly and Maze, Changing Times.
Mm.
We do some Beatles, Long, Long, Long. What's it called? What is this song called? War Children, it's just a shot away. Oh my God!
I know you're talking about Rolling Stones.
Yes,
Give Me Shelter.
Give Me Shelter.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is the name of that song?
Yeah. I was thinking like, ooh, the song.
Right. Yeah. I was like, wait, I know this song. That's another thing about me. Like, I will totally blank out sometimes. Like,
Yeah. That's just how you got a lot of music bouncing around. I understand.
Yes, there's so much stuff in my head. It's ridiculous. But we do the Rolling Stones.
Cool. That's a great song. Do you guys funk it up a little bit, I hope?
Not really.
Yeah.
We kind of just do it the way it is.
Yeah.
And people, like almost every, people who have never seen us before, they're like, she's not doing that.
Yeah.
She's not really about to do that.
I think
that
my
song.
Real question is, do you pull some Mick Jagger moves on stage?
Nah.
Give him a little 90 degree wrist and some pouty lips?
Nah.
Okay, that's probably for the best.
We do a little When the Levee Breaks, Zeppelin.
Oh, the Zeppelin song.
We do that one.
Cool. So there is a mix of some.
Yeah,
neo
we try
soul,
to appeal to everyone.
Some rock
you know,
and roll.
Neo soul, rock and roll.
Yeah.
Everything in between. I've been calling it neo funk sometimes.
Yeah.
Like just depends on what it is. Mm. I mean, we just do everything.
That's cool. So you'll have some shows coming up, right? You guys
yes.
are playing this Saturday at Oktoberfest, right?
Uh-huh. The West 6th Street Oktoberfest is playing there.
And that's up at Cool Living Park, up at the corner of 6th
uh-huh.
and Jefferson.
Yep.
Y'all are playing at 9 p.m., right?
I believe so, yep.
Yeah, and I think the Oktoberfest starts at 1 p.m., so...
Oh, y'all got all day to be there and turn up.
Yeah. You want to go pregame on the baseball field. And actually, this weekend, the World Bike Polo Championship is going to be in Cool Living Park too. So
oh, okay.
It's the first time it's ever been, I think, in America.
Oh, wow.
And it happens to be in Lexington.
That's cool.
So there's going to be about, you know, 400 to 500 international people and people
Heck
from all
yeah.
over the U.S.
Hopefully they stay around and party with
Oh,
us.
They will. They'll be there. Yeah. So hopefully some of those folks will be arriving. I think it starts on Sunday. So
cool.
So hopefully they'll come down and check that out too. That should be fun.
That will be fun. We'll have a lot of time.
Yeah, and then do y'all have any other upcoming shows coming up?
Friday will be at Parlay Social at 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the West 6, we're doing a show in Louisville the 30th of October.
Mm-hmm. Where are you playing in Louisville?
To be honest, I don't know if they've given us a place yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing with Victor Woot.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing opportunity. Yeah, that's, like, ooh!
That's amazing. Yeah, one of the world's best. You know, one time I interviewed Bootsy Collins, and I asked him who his favorite bass players were, and he said, dead, James Jamerson from Motown. But alive, he said it was Victor Wooten.
Yep, so yeah. We're playing, opening for him.
Well, I guess, Jocelyn, you know, the last question I have for you is there anything that we missed or anything that you want to say to the people?
Love you guys. Thanks for your support. If you don't support, start supporting.
Yeah, right. So where can people go to check out your music?
You can go to my website. What is a website? You can come to my website, jocelynandthesweetcompression.com. We have clips of all the songs. We also have links to our music at Bandcamp through the website. That's probably the easiest route to go.
That's cool. So we'll end this interview by playing another track.
All right.
We'll play Love on the Double.
Heck yeah.
Can you tell us about this track?
It's about you can't be in love on the double. You know, it's going to get you in trouble.
It's true. You got to stay on one road.
Stay on one road. Put your eyes open.
Yeah, exactly. That's great. Well, Jocelyn, thank you so much for sitting down and for this interview. And best of luck with all your music and keep it up.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And I'm really looking forward to hearing this album.
I am too. Looking forward to everyone hearing this new stuff coming out. We're still writing though, so it'll be out soon.
That's great. Well, nonetheless, here's Jocelyn and the Sweet Compression with Love on the Double.
1, 2, 3. You just can't be in love on the double.